Ordered to be built in 1900 by Josefa Gomez Olguin, married to the Valencian German Mateo de Porres. The house has more than 40 rooms and several Louis XV and Louis XVI style living rooms. There is also a chapel and a patio with Mudéjar style columns. At the top there was a glass viewing platform. In its interior decoration, some sculptures and ceramics stand out, as do the stained glass windows and the furniture with its wooden doors carved in the Mudéjar style. J.R. Alonso de la Torre, in the Hoy newspaper article of February 29, 2016, gives us a story about this house. The big house of Valencia del Ventoso was built in 1900 by a singular and unrepeatable woman, Josefa Gomez Olguin, one of the great fortunes of Hornachos, who married the Valencian German Mateo de Porres, both great-grandparents of Tomás Pineda. Doña Josefa was the true family brain and soon decided to build a throne house that symbolized the weight of her lineage. Her first idea was to build it on Tetuán Street in Seville, but problems arose and she decided to leave Seville and build the mansion in the town of her husband. Said and done, the teams of bricklayers and technicians that he had hired for Seville were brought to Valencia del Ventoso, and, at the beginning of the 20th century, this Extremaduran town was amazed by contemplating that palace with more than 40 rooms and several empire-style halls, that followed the aesthetic guidelines of Louis XV and Louis XVI. In addition, the Casa Grande had a chapel and a beautiful patio with Mudéjar-inspired columns. To crown the palace, Doña Josefa had a glass viewing platform built at the top that became her favorite place. There she sewed and from there she could see all of Valencia and observe any movement that occurred in the town. From there she also controlled the arrival of the muleteers from Salvatierra de los Bajos, who arrived with their donkeys and mules loaded with pots, jugs and pots, which Doña Josefa liked to buy and hoard in large numbers. Although the Casa Grande is very cool, Doña Josefa spent her summers on the Côte d'Azur and traveled frequently during the rest of the year. From those exquisite excursions he brought back to his big house everything that surprised him. Thus, when in a hotel in Venice he discovered a centerpiece with six seats in the round, in the Venetian Arab style, he was enthusiastic about that piece of furniture, bought it and brought it to Valencia. During a trip to Madrid, a sculpture of a Moorish character caught his attention, which, in a bazaar, served as a letterbox for the Three Wise Men Inn. You guessed it, he bought it and today it is part of the props of this formidable big house where valuable ceramics and magnificent furniture abound, where the doors are made of carved wood with a Mudéjar air, the odalisques look at you from the ceilings, decorated stained glass windows abound and all of this is presided over by a portrait of great-grandfather German made in the Maria Luisa Park in Seville by the photographer of King Alfonso XIII.